Happy holidays, everybody, from Marriage Therapy Radio. This is Zach. I'm here with Laura. Today, we're talking about holiday rituals and rituals in general. We both celebrate Christmas, so we have lots of good Christmas stories, but understand that the holidays are a lot of things to a lot of different folks, and what's most important is that you find a way to make it your own. So, also, Laura wrote a joke, so stick around.
Okay, just for the record, this is the second time that we are recording this intro because Zach said he's subdued.
I am subdued. I've been with clients all morning, and it's not my favorite thing.
Being with clients. That's unfortunate.
No, it just puts me in a different frame of mind than the days that I usually record that I don't have clients.
Yeah. Well, I have not been with clients. Friday is my day off. And I've been on just this journey of doing all different types of exercise. And today I got to work out with my girlfriend and she had me doing headstands, which is cool because headstands.
Headstands, yeah.
Yeah. And it was really neat. And I've never done headstands like that before. And I put a video up on my Instagram account because I was really impressed with myself. I felt like a superhero. I was flying upside down.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I have a joke that I made up.
Okay.
You have a dad joke?
Oh, wait. I always have a dad joke, but I've heard this, like, full disclosure, I've heard this joke already.
Three times,
It's not a dad joke.
It's a mom joke.
It's a riddle. Yeah.
It's a riddle. Okay.
Yeah.
Riddle me this. What has a nose but no head? And what has a body and no legs? If you would like to know, I'm not going to give you the answer. I want you to guess. So send me, if you want to find our
No. We're not emailing the answer to a riddle. No. And I like my answer, which is I said wine because I think wine has both a nose and a body.
That's very true. But wine also has legs, but mine does not have legs. Doesn't have legs. Are you ready? Am I going to give the answer? No. You know what? Stick around to the end of the episode and I will give you the answer.
That is the worst. Something sad happened to me today.
Already?
I think my soccer game tonight is going to be canceled.
Why?
Because we don't have enough players. It's Friday. Nobody wants to. We're over 40 and it's Friday. Nobody can play soccer over 40 on Friday night.
Everybody is already drunk by 7 p.m.
But here's going to be the real problem. You know what I'm going to have to do instead?
What?
I'm going to have to watch a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Amen.
But
that's an awesome idea.
I think it's going to be the one where the girl leaves her big city job and goes into the small town, and there's snow there, and they really love to celebrate Christmas. And then also, there's a single dad.
and there might be a dog. They fall in love?
No, they don't fall in love. They hate each other at first.
Yes.
And then slowly the magic of Christmas dawns on her. Have you seen this one?
No, but that's like the plot to every Hallmark movie. I know where you're going.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's
and then at the end, they kiss.
Just a kiss. That's it. That's all they get.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Is it under mistletoe? Is it snow falling?
Snow falling is generally snow falling. My favorite, though, is watching this movie with Mary, who is 12. And the whole time I'm like, well, who is that guy? And do you think they're going to end up together? And why does she hate Christmas so much? And what happened to her dead sister? And
you ruin it for her. You're a horrible dad.
I do. Well,
oh boy.
Yeah.
I haven't watched a single Hallmark movie. I haven't. I've actually been on a binge of Grey's Anatomy because it's like on like the 14th season and it makes me cry every episode and I like it. I feel like it's actually kind of like a daily purging of toxins is to watch Grey's Anatomy and cry just a little. Just one tear. All right.
So here's a fun thing about our family. We don't watch Grey's Anatomy, but it's one of those Shonda Rhimes shows.
Yeah.
So is the show that's called How to Get Away with Murder.
Mm-hmm. But that's a great show.
We call it How to Host a Murder Party. I'm like, Reb, do you want to watch How to Host a Murder Party tonight? So.
Oh, inside jokes of the family. It's the best part. Best part.
Well, if you don't watch Hallmark movies, how do you do Christmas? How do you do the holidays?
Gosh, what a segue. Let's talk about something. Let's just talk about it. Today, I wanted to talk about what rituals are and why they're so important. Because right around the holidays, that's where a lot of us have all of these ingrained memories of what was special growing up. Like, gosh, asking people, I actually really love this. And I had a couple do this where I had them turn toward one another. And I said, I want you to just ask each other these questions. Like, what was special for you growing up? What was one of the most memorable memories of growing up around the holidays? And it's kind of fun. And I want to ask you that. What is one of the most memorable memories?
Oh, no. I'm the wrong person to ask for this because what is the most memorable memories of Christmas? See, Christmas was always pretty fraught in my house because we just, the four of us didn't really enjoy it together.
I tell you mine? I want to tell you mine. Okay. So I grew up in a single parent household. I have two parents, very active, involved parents, but I was with my mom most often on the Christmas is what we celebrated holiday season. And there was one Christmas where I think my mom got an infusion of cash. She must have gotten like a bonus or something because we grew up quite poor. And she could not wait. She could not wait for Christmas morning. And the woman put on Chipmunk's Christmas blaring throughout the entire house at like 2:30 in the morning because she had stayed up and she drank too much wine past her
Dahlstrom. No, she didn't put it on at 2:30 in the morning. She put it on at 2:30 at night.
That's right. Because she had stayed up wrapping the presents and getting everything under the tree. And then she got really excited and was a little hopped up on the Christmas wine. It was probably from the church, communion wine. And she woke us up at 2:30 in the morning playing this music. And if you ever want to see two 14-year-olds that really don't want to be awake at 2:30, that's what happened. But that was probably the most memorable Christmas that I had. And then we ran around at 4 in the morning after we had opened our presents and hung out, and we made snow angels in everybody's yards. And that was kind of fun. I enjoyed that. So
I don't mean to like take a dump on my own Christmas with my family, but it just wasn't a thing that we we paid a lot of attention to. We did all the traditional stuff, like, you know, Christmas Eve service, and we had the same Christmas Eve dinner with one family, and then they came over to our house for Christmas dinner, and Santa came. And but I didn't, Christmas didn't really become a thing for me until I met Rebecca, and her family has all this stuff hardwired in. It's crazy. They have specific meal they eat, and everybody gets pajamas and then can open it the night before.
Tell your pajama story. Did you tell me this story where someone said, I want pajamas? And so you got them like six sets of pajamas. No, I'm making
that
up.
But I think what you're talking about is that, I mean, I would want to say two things at the moment. One is that we're spending a lot of time talking about Christmas, but that's not really the point. The point is about ritual. So for those of you maybe who for Christmas isn't a big deal, I think it's just an easy marker, the holidays, right? Between Thanksgiving, between Halloween and New Year's Day, we have this period of time that most of us have predictable rhythms and routines that we go through and to. But I think rituals also matter like on a daily basis and a weekly basis and a monthly basis and a quarterly basis. I think one of the things that, for example, that Rebecca and I discerned early on was that Saturday was different for both of us. Like, and what was Saturday going to be? Was Saturday recreation day or was it cleaning day? And, and you know, in my house, Saturday was the day that you woke up and you kind of tidied everything up and you could wake up whenever, but Saturday didn't start until the kind of the weekly chore list was checked off.
Yes. I like that style.
Yeah.
That's and for not Rebecca, how it was a little flows. Different. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not anymore. I mean, now, shoot.
Saturday is probably where you guys go 7 days all a week. Different directions. Huh?
Yeah.
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 Well, so I do want to bring it back because we are in the midst of holiday season. And I want to talk about ritual and how people can. Because here's the thing. You, when you met Rebecca, you either took on her holiday rituals or you developed your own holiday rituals. And that's what I really wanted to talk about is, the holiday season might have been really crappy. And the couple that I was talking to, one of them was like, look, somebody got beat up. Someone was always drunk. The holiday season was really tough. And so they didn't bring into the relationship any expectations other than doom and gloom for the holidays. Yeah. And yet one person had expectations and they had this idea of what created something really special. And the whole purpose around ritual is to bring people together and to connect in a really meaningful way. And also to make their relationship different from anybody else's relationship. Like the fact that mm-hmm. they are doing those things together on the holidays and they always do it. And this is the role that each person played, and it had a script and it was really well defined. That mm-hmm. makes your relationship more intimate and different than somebody else's. So,
right. Yeah.
What did you do when you met Rebecca? Did you just adopt all of her holiday rituals, or did you guys develop your own?
More or less. I mean, she's a person who's just really interested in, or just really excited about holidays. Her family really like had decorations for every season and just really kind of went over and above to enjoy that thing. So I took on a lot of what she brought to the table. And then of course we started having kids and we introduced our own things. And so I think we have a pretty healthy blend right now. Mm-hmm. We have some movies that we consistently watch, and on consistent days we watch, when we wake up on Christmas morning, I put in March of the Penguins. Do you know this movie? It's a documentary that Morgan Freeman narrates, but we put it on silent and on repeat. And so on our television all day on Christmas Day is March of the Penguins. And, so that's fun. And then, we went through this phase where I was making soup every Christmas Eve. Huh. And then one day I made a soup that was universally rejected as terrible.
And they were like, no, this is not a ritual.
This routine is over, which I think it's valid to be able to abandon your rituals too. Like, totally. I always say about rituals, no matter where they are, they ought to be something that if you miss them, you miss them.
Right.
Meaning like when it doesn't happen, you know, something's not quite right.
Yeah.
And if that's a daily ritual, like we kiss every morning before we leave mm-hmm. and you don't kiss, that doesn't mean necessarily that you're angry. It may mean that you're sick, or may mean that you're out of town, or it may mean that you're angry, but it's something that is consistent enough that when it's not there, it's a data point.
Yeah.
So if we don't go downtown for Christmas this year mm-hmm. and see the teddy bears and the gingerbread houses and ride the carousel, something's not quite right.
Yeah. You know, here's something that I do want to mention is that oftentimes people focus on, I had a couple last year, and maybe I talked about this on a previous podcast, because now that we've hit like the year mark, but they don't have children. And so when the holidays, actually a girlfriend just recently, she was saying, oh, we're not going to put a tree up this year. They also celebrate Christmas. We're not going to do this. They don't have children. We're not going to have the kids this year. The kids are going to be with their mom. It's a blended family and they don't have children together. And I just was like,
do they have children?
They don't. So that's what I'm getting at, is that oftentimes around
the
holidays.
I wasn't clear because you only told us like 9 times that they didn't have children.
Stop it. I literally have nothing in my belly. I have peanut butter and toast. That's not literal, but I don't have a whole lot of food. The brain cells are not firing on all synapses.
Do you know what I have in my belly?
If you say McDonald's one more time, I'm going to be pissed.
No, it's Diet Coke.
Excuse me. Just threw my peanut butter bread up. Okay. Focus.
So this couple, that they do have kids or they don't have kids?
Stop it. Okay. They do not have children.
And they're not putting a tree up.
I find that around the holidays, there's more focus on doing ritual because of the kids. But mm-hmm. you end up missing out on all of those opportunities to connect with each other as a couple, because we're relationship. We're focused on the relationship. Mm-hmm. Just because you don't have kids, I don't care. Like, create something really special that's just for the two of you. Like, maybe you wake up on Christmas morning and you always have sex before you get out of bed. Maybe that's the thing. It's like Christmas morning is special because...
Christmas sex. Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I might make that a ritual starting this year. I'll write it on my hand. If it washes off by Christmas, it's not happening.
So Laura pulls out her pencil.
Yes. Christmas sex. Oh, boy. But what I want to help influence is that if there are people out there who are listening that are in a relationship, but they don't have children, And you're just sort of thinking, it's so much work to do this. It's so much work to do that, to put a tree up. Think about what you can do to create ritual with you and your partner so that you have something to look forward to next year. Maybe you guys together go, oh, man, There's a couple that has, they've been together since they were in high school, and now they have three children. They're so cute. And I went to college with both of them. And from the time they started dating in high school, they went to sit on Santa's lap and they got the Christmas picture taken of the two of them. And they have been doing that year after year after year. So if you guys are listening, you know who you are. I want to see the next Christmas card. I don't know if they still do it or if they just add the kids into the photo now, but I think that's a really fun ritual.
You know, it's cool. My kids have been sitting on Santa's lap together for, you know, 12 years and Abby's about to be 16, but for maybe 14, let's see, maybe I'm going to say 10 to 12 of those years, same exact guy. Same exact Santa. Yeah. So we have pictures that we show him every year of like them growing up. I think though he retired this year. Anyway.
Oh, wouldn't it be weird if you guys started showing up at his house and you're like, Santa.
Hey, man.
Hey.
No, his name's probably like Tom.
Yeah. Tom.
You put those suspenders back on real quick.
Oh, man. Well, that's one thing I just really wanted to talk about is just the importance of creating ritual, especially around the holidays. It's so easy to create ritual and make it special. And if you don't have children, to be intentional about building that connection into your relationship. But if you do, now's a really great time because we've talked about this. You ask your kids 20 years from now, hey, grown adult, now that you're raising your own kids, what was special from you growing up as a kid? What did your parents do for you? I hope your kids don't say, oh, the holidays, man, that was a tough time.
Or like I did. I was like, yeah, it wasn't really a thing for us.
Yeah,
like,
my dad put on March of the Penguins on silent. What a weirdo.
Pretty sure my mom doesn't listen to the podcast, but she'd be so sad if she was like, what do you mean Christmas wasn't this big
special? It was a good time for me.
While I appreciate that you want to talk about Christmas, and I don't want to have the idea of more frequent rituals be missed, because I think that is really critical. I think you ought to have rituals that you use to begin and end your day, to begin and end your week. I think you ought to have some kind of monthly, well, maybe not monthly, but some sort of less regular than annual sort of benchmarks in your year that you can count on and point to and look forward to, right? I've been asking couples a lot lately, like, what's next? And sometimes it's their annual trip to Cabo, or sometimes it's their, it's their Mother's Day brunch or whatever it is. Like, what's next that you're sort of pointing at and straining toward? Because it's hard when you don't have a next. And if the next is just the holidays, that's not sustainable over 12 months a year.
Man, you know what? That might be a question that I build into everyday therapy with clients, is asking the what's next question of what else do you have to look forward to? Is it that, you know, that your partner's going to come home and give you a kiss the moment they walk in the door? Is it that you're going to sit down at the dinner table and talk about your highs and lows? Is it that you're going to take a bath together and massage each other's feet? That might be kind of nice. I need a massage. Anyway,
I need a big bathtub.
Yeah, you do.
I have a tiny bathtub.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun chatting. And I do want to say there's other holidays around this time other than Christmas. But the reason why I'm just very aware of Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and all of these other holidays.
Festivus.
What is that?
That's the holiday that Kramer made up on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
It captures everything.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Festivus. Happy Festivus, everyone.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, you're going to tell us this. You're going to tell us the great punchline to your joke?
Yeah. Okay. So just to reiterate the joke that I made up with my son on the way to school today, what has a nose but no head, and what has a body with no legs? It's an airplane. And it all started because he was like, Mom, does an airplane have a head? Because it has a nose. And I was like, man, you're brilliant. Let's keep going down this. I'm going to make my own mom joke today.
Yeah.
So that marks a very important occasion that happened today. Laura's first mom joke.
Very good.
Thanks.
All right. Hey, happy Festivus, holidays, New Year, Christmas, all the things that you're allowed to say. Kwanzaa. Sure.
Uh-huh.
Kwanzaa, uh-huh. Hanukkah. Yeah. What else?
Valentine's Day.
Diwali was in there somewhere.
I don't know what Diwali is.
Yeah. I think it's a Hindi or Hindi celebration. I need to learn more about.
Yeah. I'm also still looking for a name for my puppy. It's a male puppy, and he is a Brittany, so a hunting dog.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer.
Prancer? Vixen.
Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
Hey. Hold on. Did you say Cupid?
Cupid.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Cupid, like Coupon.
No. Okay. Hey, here's one of our rituals that I think if you're looking for something to listen to that's absolutely a delight, there's a thing called Polly Anderson's Christmas Party by Stuart MacLean. And it's a story that Stuart tells about Polly Anderson's Christmas Party. And it is definitely a highlight of our Christmas season because we just listen to it all as a family. We have the whole thing basically memorized. But that's my gift to you, podcast listener people. And
do we have to Google it on YouTube?
That's probably on Spotify or something. Polly Anderson's Christmas Party by Stuart Anderson. Stuart MacLean. Stuart MacLean.
It's a lot of words.
Polly Anderson. Christmas Party.
By Stuart
words.
MacLean. All right. Bye. Adios.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. Hey, I wanted to say thank you so much for those of you who participated in the clinic. You can join the clinic. It's a monthly webinar where you get to actually see our faces if you want to, if you're interested in that sort of thing. But more importantly, you get to engage and ask questions during our live webinars. We have a very important webinar that's coming up next month in the month of January, and we will be covering the 5 truths of infidelity. It's one of the most important topics that we talk about, and it unfortunately touches many, many couples' lives. In order to join the clinic, you have to become a patron of Marriage Therapy Radio. You can do so by going to our website, marriagetherapyradio.com, and clicking on the tab that says Patreon, and you can become a patron at the $10 mark or more to enter into becoming a member of our clinic. Thanks so much for listening, but more importantly, thanks for dedicating your relationship and making it better today than it was yesterday.